It's the day of Friday and the month of Ramadan. Can you imagine both of the barakah together? An auspicious day, an auspicious month, everything twice as wonderful. Let's look at some of the recommended amals for Friday. To do the ghusl for Friday, it is just amazing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you should not abandon the Friday ghusl, even if you have to buy water for performing it. He said it was a source of purification until the next Friday, a purity of sins and purity of actions. And the best time for this ghusl is just before the time of dhuhr. When you do the ghusl of Jumu'ah, recite Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad waj'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. He is one, there is no partner for Him. I bear witness that Muhammad is His abd and His messenger. Bless Muhammad and his progeny. Make me amongst those who turn repentant to you, and make me amongst the purified ones. It's highly recommended today after Salatul Fajr, which is now, to be able to recite 100 times Surah Al-Tawheed, that is Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah number 112, 100 times Salawat, 100 times Istighfar, 100 times Surah Al-Kafirun and Ayatul Kursi. I mean, if you can't do it 100 times, once, 10 times. And the benefits are absolutely amazing. Again, to give sadaqah, just as we talked about yesterday, sadaqah given on Friday is rewarded 1,000 times more than sadaqah on other days. And with the month of Ramadan, even increased further. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, sadaqah on Friday takes excellence over other sadaqahs, the way Friday takes excellence over other days. To cut your nails, get them on a Friday, it increases livelihood, it's an atonement for sins, and more so prevents many, many ailments. And it's recommended that when you cut your nails, to say Bismillahi wa billahi wa ala sunnati Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, in the name of Allah and by Allah, and on the path of Muhammad and his messenger and his progeny, I cut these nails. To wear good clothes, to put perfume, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Friday is a day that Allah has made a day of Eid for Muslims. Whenever you come for Jumu'ah, do ghusl, put on perfume, and make sure you brush your teeth. Imam Sadiq said, you should beautify yourself on Friday. Do ghusl, put perfume, trim your beard, prepare for Jumu'ah. Be calm and dignified, do as much good as you can, because Allah multiplies manifold the good deeds that you do today. To please one's family, to be able to buy them little gifts. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, please your family every Friday with something, fruits or something of that like, so that they realize the joy, the happiness of Friday. And on that note, a day to be able to understand the value of parents. If your parents are with you, to honor them. If they're not with you, to pray for them and to remember them. And I'd like to read some ahadith from a book available at the Islamic Education Board. It's called The Lofty Status of Parents, and the ahadith are translated by Shahnawaz Mahdawi, a young man whom I met recently, who is absolutely amazing. See, parents are something that we need to know their status. In this month, on this day, more so, we cannot fulfill their rights. It's beyond our means. The only way we can fulfill their rights is with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in Surah Bani Israel, Ayah 23, he says, وَقَذَا رَبُّكَ عَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Rabb has commanded that you shall not serve any but Him, and that you shall show goodness to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ وَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْحَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If either or both of them shall reach old age with you, do not even say so much as uff, nor chide them, and speak to them a generous word. Then he continues to say, وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Make yourself submissive, gentle to them with compassion, and raise your hands in dua and say, my Rabb, have compassion on them as they brought me up when I was little. Well, let's look at the ahadith. The first hadith is from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ أَكْبَرُ فَرِيدًا. goodness towards parents is the greatest wajib act, the greatest farida. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّلَاةُ لِوَقْتِهَا وَبِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْجِحَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The best deeds are three. Salah in its stipulated hour, goodness towards parents, and striving in the way of Allah. In relation to attachment to parents, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَقِرَّ مَعَ وَالِدَيْكَ فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَأُنْسُهُمَا بِقَى يَوْمًا وَلَيْلَةً خَيْرٌ مِّنْ جِهَادِ سَنَةً. See, a person once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I have an old father and mother who, because of their attachment towards me, are not keen for me to go to jihad. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that case, stay with them. For I swear by the one in whose control lies my soul, their attachment of one day and one night to you is better than a whole year of striving in the way of Allah. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Ibn Abbas, which deed is most beloved in the eyes of Allah, the Mighty, the Glorious? And he says, the Prophet replied, Salah at its stipulated time. And then he said, what next? He said, goodness towards parents. And then he said, after that, he said, striving in the way of Allah. It's reiterating what Imam Sadiq has said is from Rasulullah, and you can see how it reflects. So look at another one. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every righteous child who casts a look of mercy and affection upon his or her parents shall be granted for every look the reward of that of an accepted Hajj. And you know what those around us, they said, Ya Rasulullah, even if you were to look at them 100 times a day? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am, Allahu Akbar wa Atiyab. Allah is the greatest and the most kind. Parents, there's something different. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, goodness towards parents is an indication of a person's excellent recognition of Allah, because there is no worship that can take a person towards the happiness of Allah faster than exhibiting respect towards his Muslim parents for the sake of Allah. You know, my mom always used to tell me, if a man respects his mother, know that he will respect his wife. If a woman respects her mother, then know that she will respect her husband. And it rings so true. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who follows the order of Allah with regard to obeying parents shall have two doors of Jannah open for him. And if there happens to be one parent, one door of Jannah will be open. He also said, one is obedient towards his parents, and his Rabb shall accommodate him in the most exalted places on the day of Qiyamah. And one that really gets me is when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who pleases his parents has pleased Allah. One who has angered his parents has angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it came to parents that were far away, you know what he said? Rasulullah said, travel even for 2 years to do good to your parents. Journey even for a year to establish bonds of relationship with your relations. Look at the importance he gives. He said, one who desires a long life and an increase in livelihood should exhibit goodness towards parents and establish bonds of relationship with his or her relatives. You know, somebody was sitting, Hanan ibn Subayr says that we were in the presence of Imam Sadiq. And amongst them, he said, there was a man called Muyassir. And he said, the topic went on to Sile Raham, establishing bonds of kinship with relations. And he said, Imam addressed Muyassir and said, O Muyassir, on several occasions your end has drawn near, but on each occasion Allah delayed it because of your sila raham with your relations. If you desire to have your lifespan increased, exhibit goodness and kindness towards your parents. And when somebody asked him, Ya Rasulullah, towards whom shall I exhibit goodness and kindness? The Prophet said, towards your mom. And then the man said, and after that, towards whom? And he said, your mother. And he asked again. And the Prophet said, your mother. And then the fourth time, he said, your father. That's what moms are. But let's not forget fathers. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said that once a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the rights of the father upon the son? And the Prophet said he should not call his father by name. He should not walk ahead of him. He should not sit until his father has seated himself. And he should not do such acts as a result of which people would abuse his father. And for those whose parents are not here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever visits the graves of his parents or one of them every Friday, Allah will forgive his sins and shall regard him to be one of those who has been kind to his parents. And you know, I remember one hadith that I remember as a child. I remember a hadith whereby a man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, nothing's going right in my life. I need something to make things work. And Rasulullah said, do you have a mom? And he said, no, my mom died a long time ago. And Rasulullah said, do you know where her grave is? And he said, no. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, he said, go out in your backyard, draw a line, and focus on it as though it's your mom's grave. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving her wasila, for she is the one person whose dua is heard from the grave as well. As far as quarreling with parents go, Imam Sadiq says there are three individuals that whoever argues with them shall suffer humiliation and disgrace. If you argue with your father, with a just ruler, and with one in debt, you will suffer. And finally, the last one, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says that once a person approached Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have committed every known evil act. Is there a chance that I may be forgiven? And Rasulullah said, are any of your parents alive? And the man said, my father. And he said, go and be good and be kind to him. Do good to him. When he left, Rasulullah muttered, if only his mother had been alive. This is what parents are. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Friday in the month of Ramadan to give us the tawfiq to be able to understand our parents better. If you would like a copy of this book, it's called Lofty Status of Parents, 40 Ahadith. Please write to us, call us, email us at the Islamic Education Board, and inshallah we will be able to send you a copy.